to another week of News for Gamers Radio for the week of June 2nd.
Today is June 2nd,
2007.
Yes. The whole week won't be June 2nd.
No, but it's the week of.
Right.
The week of. So we're back with another trio cast this week. We have GambusCon.
Hey, how's it going, everybody in internet land?
Hey, you stole that. And we also have the Wombat.
Crap. Yeah, you stole it. You stole it.
Yeah, I'm a thief.
He's a thief in the night.
Thief in the night. Oh, yeah.
Wow. This is going to be a good one. I can already tell.
Yeah. We have the Wombat.
Yes, you said that already. Thanks for introducing me twice.
All right.
I appreciate it.
And then, of course, I'm here. So we're going to jump into what's fondling your console. And I'm going to start with the Wombat.
Yes.
See?
Yes.
I went there.
Ah, what have I been playing this week? Command & Conquer 3 still. And I've got one mission that's just pissing me off. So I have to beat it. It's torturing my soul as we speak. So,
are you playing GDI or Nod?
GDI.
Ah.
So I want to beat GDI first, and then I'll go back through the Nod campaign. But so I've been playing a lot of that. Played a little Alien Hominid.
Hominid.
Good times.
What else have I played this week? That's really about it.
You just played some Super Rub-A-Dub.
I did play some Super Rub-A-Dub for the PS3, and let me say, I take back any criticism I ever had of the PS3 after playing Super Rub-A-Dub. Because, wow, it's a Halo killer.
It is. Motion control and everything.
Yeah.
You heard it here, folks.
All joking aside, it is kind of addictive.
It is pretty fun. I'm not going to lie. I never thought I would sit around for 15 minutes getting little rubber ducks to follow me, but you know what? Maybe I've got a career if the whole video game thing doesn't work out.
There you go.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much all that's been fondling you this week?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What about you, Mr. Khan? Your game selection, once again, will always make me smile.
Yes.
Any more Pokemans?
Yeah, a little bit of Pokemon. Yeah, got to get that in, you know.
You got to catch them all.
Got to catch them all. Even if there's like over 450 of them now, jeez, it's a lot of them. It's
a lot of little
battle.
Pocket monsters.
Yeah, pocket monsters.
I know my
acronyms. Not to be confused with Monster in My Pocket.
Yes.
I remember that. That was pretty cool.
See how many of our listeners remember Monster in My Pocket and the pretty terrible NES game based on Monsters in My Pocket.
Hey, here's an even better one. Who remembers Howie Mandel and Fred Savage in Little Monsters?
Oh, God.
Oh, that movie was cool back in the day when I was like 8 years old.
No, you thought that movie was cool.
Yeah,
back
exactly.
You try to watch it now.
It was regrettably not so cool back in the day.
I remember the Talking Heads song at the end of the movie was like one of the best parts in the movie, I thought.
Oh, that's kind of scary, but
yeah, that was scary. Yeah.
What else is fondling you?
And I played a little bit of StarCraft on the PC.
Ah,
nice.
Yeah, I installed it, and I must say it brought back extremely fond memories.
Gearing yourself up for the very short 17-year wait for StarCraft II.
Exactly. Oh yeah, man. I'm just like, I love StarCraft. It's awesome. It's a fantastic game. It's like
still one of my top 5. Actually, one of my top 3. Probably one of my top 2. What are you gonna do?
Yeah,
keep narrowing it down.
I am.
And in terms of PC gaming, it's my favorite PC game of all time.
Well, yeah, that's without question.
And the other game I've been playing is another DS game. It's a really hardcore RPG.
Does it have Crystal Life?
Actually, it does have.
Does
Crystal
it have an elder?
I think so. Yeah.
Does it have spiky hair children?
I don't really know if it has a Key of Destiny or not.
Shit.
But
not hardcore enough.
Does it have perhaps some iron armor and or a copper sword?
Yes. The title is, I know I'm going to mispronounce this title, Etrian Odyssey.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, but I must stress that it is very hardcore.
Very hardcore.
Very hardcore. So hardcore, in fact, that a regular enemy party in the very beginning of the game, right when you start, can kill your whole party.
There was another game that I played like that, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, the Working Designs game, Lunar.
Lunar
would whoop your ass within, like, the first town.
The thing is, dude, this is tough. This is much more difficult than Lunar.
Wow.
And what's crazy about it is it's a dungeon crawler where what's kind of weird about it is you're in a dungeon, but it's a forest dungeon.
Zelda has those.
Forest dungeon, but it's got multiple floors, and you go downstairs, and it's still a forest.
You go downstairs in the forest.
You go downstairs like you're going deeper, like underground, but you're still in a forest, it's kind of weird.
My forest used to have a downstairs, but you know, it kept leaking all the time, and we had to get the cracks sealed too much, so we just moved.
Yeah, you don't want to get that leak.
We moved to a forest with an upstairs instead.
Yeah, but this game has a very unique feature that I really like about it. Well, some people won't like. What's cool about it is it's got the really, you know, old school difficulty, kind of like Wizardry for the PC.
Wizardry.
It's a first person perspective.
On the DS?
On the DS. It's a first person dungeon crawling RPG. And what's crazy about it is, you know, you see the first-person view on the top screen. The bottom screen is the map of the dungeon. And here's where it actually, you know, it takes advantage of the DS dual screen, is you actually have to draw the map on the lower screen.
What if you suck at drawing?
Well, it's just drawing lines.
What if I suck at drawing lines?
And so pretty much,
if your art skills suck, you should not play this game.
No, I mean, the whole lower screen is a grid, so you just draw along straight lines.
So can you draw any map that you want?
Yeah, but you'll get lost in the dungeon.
So, I could draw a map that was just like a picture of Mario's face? Or
yeah, you could, but then you'd get screwed.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know that's what people are going to draw. I mean, come on. You give kids an RPG that lets them draw their own map, what do you think the first thing they're going to draw is?
Balls.
Or boobs.
Well, yeah.
Or they might, you know, if it's like a really dumb kid, they might just write boobs.
Yeah, they do that.
But I like the game because when you draw the map, it actually gives you a sense of accomplishment just by exploring the dungeon. And it's actually pretty scary when you have to fight an enemy party, just a regular enemy party, because, I mean, it's like, who knows, maybe the next enemy party can kill you, can wipe your party off the map. I mean, it's pretty daunting. It's not for the squeamish of heart, man. If your first RPG was Final Fantasy VII, you probably wouldn't want to play this game.
Well, then, spoken like a true hardcore RPG fanatic.
Hardcore!
Still no Crystal Alliance, still no Key of Destiny, and I'm upset.
At least not yet.
Okay, well, if it happens, call me, because, I mean, I need to know.
You'll be the first to know.
Okay, so does that pretty much wrap up your,
Yeah.
So that's all you've been playing this week? Well,
pretty much.
I'm the only one that tackled into the relatively new games, then. I'll start off with the small one, which is Mad Trax Racing, which is the new Xbox Live arcade game. And I have to say that this is, next to the miniature golf one, has been the funnest game I've played on the Xbox Live Arcade.
Really? Trax Racing?
It's like a mixture of, it's like the little slot cars, and they have the spring that makes them go.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you have to hold down the trigger, and that makes the spring move, but if you hold it down too long, spring wears out. So you kind of have to judge it based on where you're going. It has little modes like pool, golf, little capture the flag kind of games.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Next to the racing. It's kind of small. There's only like 15 events in the single player. But, you know, it's still really fun. And
They really need to put Rock and Roll Racing on Xbox Live Arcade. Or the Virtual Console, either one.
One of the two, which we'll talk about Virtual Console later, and that will blow your mind. But
blow my mind.
I've been playing that. We just sat down with a little bit of Folk Soul, which is the newest PS3 game that everybody's talking about, made by, and this is, makes me wonder why people are talking about it, it's made by the guys that did Genji, Days of the Blade. And that really wasn't a very good game. But Folk Soul is really cool. At first, I hated it, because it's all in Japanese, and I can't figure out, I'm walking around this town, talking to all these weird elf-looking things, and these crazy rat characters wearing, like, you know, top hats and stuff, and...
You know, I hate Japanese rat elves. I just hate them. I hate them.
I couldn't figure out what to do, but once I got into the game, you get to, like, this little place where you do this transformation, and then you go out, and you actually, like, it's almost like a grown-up Pokemon. Like, what if Pokemon grew up? is you fight these enemies, and then once they're beat down so much, you can grab them, like, Ghostbuster style, take their soul, and trap it. And you trap enough of them, you can start to use that character's abilities to fight with, which is really kind of cool because it uses the motion control in the six axis. So when you grab the soul, you tap the R1 button, and then you yank on the control like you're doing the like the Ghostbusters thing.
Or you could say that it's sort of like fishing.
Yeah, kind of like fishing, but then like the harder enemies, you got to sit there and, you know, the bigger the enemy, the more you got to pull on it.
Yeah.
Which is, it's really nice implementation of the six axis, and it makes it, you know, not gimmicky because it's just a small part of the game, but yeah. It's something that would make sense to do it with. You know, yank up on the controller when you're grabbing a soul, it's cool, but you're not using that controller to walk around or try to manipulate the cameras, because that's just retarded. I'm sorry. That's what gimmick to me is. That's why I like Six Axis, because it's not built, the game's not built around it, it's just added in.
In addition.
Also this week, I dove into the two big 360 games, Shadowrun and Forza, and I have to say Shadowrun is the best online game that I've played in a long time, original, outside of Halo.
Really?
I mean, I am having so much fun just playing that game, just the mixture of the magic and, you know, the different weapons and the different, you know, the game types are a little limited. There's either Capture the Artifact or Deathmatch. And there's not a whole lot there. There's only 9 maps, so it's kind of limited. But just everything you can do, like being able to teleport through walls, resurrect people, using the Tree of Life to keep your guard up, you know. There's just so many little things, and you can only carry 3 at a time, and you can't use them all the time either because you have the essence meter. So it's really nice and balanced, and it really adds a whole new twist to the...
So here's the $1 million question. Actually, the $59.99 question.
Yes.
Is it worth $59.99?
If you're going to play online, yes. If you're not, no, obviously.
Right. Because
the single player is just bots. It's just bot matches.
Yeah,
which is...
You know, there was no reason for them to release it at $60.
No, there really wasn't.
I mean,
should be $40.
Especially when Warhawk's coming out at $40.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like it would have made a lot more sense for them to drop the price on it. But, you know what? If it's good, it's good.
It's really good. I don't know that I would say that it's exactly $60 good for just a multiplayer
game.
Because, I mean, I remember buying Quake 3 for $50 and feeling a little gypped.
Right.
Because it's online only.
Right.
And I can't say that I'm not the same with this one. I still love it. I think it's a great game. But there are some times when I don't want to play multiplayer, and that's where Shadowrun's going to hurt me.
Right.
Because I'm not going to play it offline. There's just no point. I mean, the bots are good, but they're not the same.
Right.
Are there any achievements in the game for playing it single player?
Just going through the training. That's it. There's 6 training chapters, and you get an achievement for completing each one, and after that, everything else is online. And there's 50 achievements. So 44 of them are online.
Interesting.
Wow. So, yeah, you did online. If you're going for achievements, don't buy this game unless you're going to play it online. Which, the achievements online are really cool. Like, there's one for playing with a Windows PC gamer.
Nice.
So that's kind of cool.
That is pretty cool. That technology's not implemented.
Yeah, it is.
Is it out of box?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It's in the box.
I wasn't sure if it was if they had it ready at launch or
there's
not.
This game might have the greatest achievement of all time. You know how they have the viral achievements?
Right.
Where, like, you play with somebody that has them?
Yeah.
In order to get the viral achievement in this game...
I heard about this.
You have to teabag the guy that has it after you kill him.
Oh, my
Virtual
God.
Virtual STDs, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, you teabag a guy that has the achievement, and you will get it after the match is over. How awesome is that?
So basically just run around teabagging every motherfucker you see.
Exactly. Well, you have to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the one that kills him, but then you go out and teabag him, and then you'll get the achievement after the match is over.
So have you gotten this achievement
yet? No, I have not gotten this achievement yet, but I imagine it's going to spread like crazy once everybody starts getting it.
And
just like real STDs,
exactly.
Actually.
The thing is, I remember like playing multiplayer games with you, Zero, and you would always teabag whenever you would kill me. I thought it was funny. So it's like, and the thing is, most people, you know, I can't believe I'm talking about this, but most people don't teabag. You know, they kind of don't get it. So after the...
Yeah, there's a certain form to teabag.
Yeah. There is. You have to do it right. You can't overdo it.
No.
You can't underdo it. It's an art.
And it always helps if you got... Just for you amateur teabaggers out there, it always helps if you're in a really trash-talk-heavy Halo session or whatever, when you teabag somebody that's been trash-talking you, you got to sing a little song.
Well, yeah.
Like, oh, my nuts in your face.
Exactly. That's the
face.
Song right there.
That
my nuts all
stuff.
Up in your grill.
That, you know, you got to say stuff like that.
But you know, now that, you know, Shadowrun's out and it's got this achievement, you know, when Halo 3 finally comes out, everybody's going to be teabagging everybody.
Everybody teabags in Halo 2.
Yeah,
I mean, I got teabagged in the Halo beta constantly. You know, I'm just like, whatever. But yeah, I think that's one of the cool, and that's what I love to see developers do with achievements. I think it's cool. And there's also like other ones for like resurrecting Windows players if you're a 360 player, resurrecting a 360 player if you're a Windows player. So I mean, the achievements are really cool. Don't know them all yet. There's still a few secret ones.
See, that's
ones.
The kind of I like achievements like that instead of just the generic finish level 1-1.
Well,
finish level
1-2.
Those finish
are,
level 1-3.
I really hate those, and I hate the ridiculous ones like get 10,000 kills.
Yeah.
You know, that's just
or or to get the first achievement, beat the game on easy.
Well, yeah, and then you got to go back and beat it on normal and then beat it on hard. It's just, you know, I don't like those either. But moving on, we'll talk about Forza now, which I'm the only one that's dove really deep into the actual game. And I have to say that it's Forza. It's the same game.
Which makes me very happy.
And it's very pretty. And, oh, man. I remember with the first Forza, just the people creating the custom cars.
Uh-huh.
I've already seen on the Japanese website 136 pages of custom cars with the new feature where you can take a screenshot in the game, post it to the Forza Motorsport.net, and you can go download it and show it to everybody on the web from inside the game.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool. I took a picture. If you go to ztgamedomain.com/blogs, I took a picture of the ZTGD car that's in development. And I put it on there, and it just some of the stuff these guys do is ridiculous. Like I've seen a Halo car with the Covenant symbol on it. I've seen like Hello Kitty cars. I've seen like Kirby cars. I've seen Mega Man cars. I've seen Aqua Teen Hunger Force cars.
That's awesome.
And these things look good. And the coolest part about Forza 2, and I think that Forza 2 is Forza with everything added in that should have been in the first one. Like you can now buy the decal work that people do in the auction house.
Which
you
is
can,
nice.
Yeah, you can go in there and just buy it, or you can buy the car that it's on.
I also like the fact that you can, if you sell a car in the auction, if you have a custom paint job on it,
you can lock it. Yeah,
you can make sure that, you know, if you've got a little signature or whatever that you like to always put on your car, you can lock down that paint scheme so the person that buys it can't repaint it.
Yep. So every time
that
they're driving
knows
that
where
car,
it came from.
Exactly.
And yeah, that's really nice.
I mean, the Forza online community part of the game is really the biggest upgrade to the sequel, and it is like the biggest draw to the sequel because I've spent more time customizing my paint job, checking out my friends' cars, and just doing all that stuff that I have actually playing
the
game.
Yeah, I did in the first one, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I spent a ton of time customizing my cars in the first one.
Oh, yeah. I just started on my first car. I mean, I'm just doing my first car, and I've spent hours just doing that.
What kind of car is it?
It's the starter car. It's like an Acura or something like that. Or no, it's not an Acura. It's, I don't remember. I'd have to look at it. I started in Europe. I didn't start in Japan, so... No, I certainly didn't start in North America.
You didn't start in America?
I didn't start in America.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, what can you say? But you need to go check these custom cars out. They're awesome. They look really cool. And then we have one of the members of the forum, Zero Function, created an N4G car, and he posted a picture of it on the forum, so go check that out. And
cool.
I think that we should get everybody to start posting pictures of their cars.
Yeah, no doubt.
You can do it. All you got to do is go into the game, take a picture of it, and say you want to upload it, go to the Forza site, log in, grab
there
your picture.
Is.
Take it right off the website and post it anywhere you want.
Sound like a plan.
So,
heck yeah.
That's going to be awesome. So, that's definitely been my big... That's a lot of talk about games this week.
Yeah,
a lot of
down.
Good stuff. A lot of good stuff going on.
A lot of fondling this week.
A lot of fondling. I love fondling. But
I'm sure you do.
We're done fondling the games, so now we're going to fondle the news. So, stick with us. Alright, it's time for the news, and I have pages upon pages upon pages of news. There's a lot of stuff, and it was all little stuff, and it just popped up out of nowhere. So, if you'd like to do the announcement to bring in the news.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program presents News Quickies, brought to you by Uncle Elmer's Maple Butter Candy. Eat it till your teeth fall out. And now, with your news, Dashing Young Anchorman, Zero Tolerance.
Thank you.
That was well said.
Another good one. So we're going to start off the news with some downloadable content news. The Call of Duty 3 Bravo map pack is now on Marketplace. It is 800 points, and you can get some more Call of Duty on.
Get your Call of Duty on.
Bravo!
Segging right into some more downloadable content news. The new Dead Rising outfits are out. You can download some keys to go unlock some new outfits for Dead Rising. And this is in... collaboration with Lost Planet themes and Dead Rising themes and picture packs to celebrate the fact that Dead Rising and Lost Planet have reached 1 million sales.
Wow.
Sweet.
Both games have now reached 1 million, so...
You go, Capcom.
Capcom rocks. More downloadable content. The PS Network Store update this week. The new retro game is Championship Sprint for $4.99. So if you like Super Off-Road, those kind of overhead racing games, it's all
and
you.
Who didn't like Super Off-Road?
I love Super Off-Road.
Super Off-Road was the bomb.
Also on the PlayStation Store this week, Ridge Racer 7 content, add-on content. All of it is free except for the music. There are new events, new decals, and new music tracks, which you can buy for 99 cents a piece.
A piece?
A piece. Or you can buy a pack of, like, I think like 20 of them for $14.99. So.
Or you can turn the TV down and turn your radio on.
There you go. Custom soundtracks.
Thing is, though, I must say, I love the music in the Ridge Racer games.
It is good music, but yeah. I don't know that I would pay extra to add more tracks.
Yeah, that's pretty steep.
I didn't do it for 6, so I don't plan on doing it for 7.
Yeah, but the music in Ridge Racer is no Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Gonna take you for a ride. Also, MLB The Show tutorial videos, and they've been posting these for a few weeks, and it's good that they're actually putting out some videos to show off this game, because it's a really good game. Yeah. So, you know, more people should definitely check it out if you got a PS3. And then there's also a bunch of movie trailers that they've added, so.
Check it out.
All right, next up, EA has officially named the next Need for Speed, finally.
Nice.
It's not just 11
not
anymore.
Not just Need for Speed 2008 or 2007?
It's called Need for Speed Pro Street.
Pro Street.
You
used to live on Pro Street, but the Pro drugs Street. Were bad, so
yeah,
we moved.
You know. I don't know much about the game. I saw a few screenshots. It looks a lot like Carbon, I guess. Like, they're sticking with the, like, kind of nighttime racing, you know, Asian kind of underground scene.
So, wet road, shiny neon lights.
Exactly. There you go.
At nighttime.
Well, what are you going to do? But if you have an Xbox Live account, you can go on and download the Girls of Need for Speed Pro Street theme.
Ooh.
So get on there and check that out now. Also, Fatal Fury Collection is coming to the PS2, so...
Sweet!
If you never got a chance to play the old Fatal Fury games, now's your opportunity.
Yeah, you know. And the Art of Fighting just came out.
Yes, it did.
Ah.
I know Zero's a big Fatal Fury fan.
I love just about every SNK fighter except for Samurai Showdown for the Xbox.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Yeah, that was really bad.
I was so eagerly anticipating Samurai Showdown for the Xbox, and then it finally came out, and it was... asshole in a box.
I wish we could have recorded the online sessions with just making fun of the characters that we were playing as, because that was just... That would have been internet gold right there.
Yeah, it would have been.
All right, next up. This is the big virtual console announcement. Nintendo loves to talk about how much money they make.
Yeah, they do.
The virtual console, as of Monday, will reach 100 titles already.
Wow.
Which is almost twice Xbox Live Arcade already. And they will also announce that 4.7 million downloads...
Fantastic.
That's huge.
That's a lot of downloads. That is very huge.
We also have a list of the top 5 games, and I bet you'll never guess any one of them. Super Mario Brothers for the NES is number 1.
Oh, wow.
Super Mario 64 is number 2.
Jeez.
Oh, Mario Kart 64 is number 3.
Wow.
Super Mario World is number 4. Well, I see a pattern here.
I do.
The last one's Legend of Zelda for the NES.
Damn it, Zelda. Why'd you have to ruin the streak?
You had to break the Mario chain. Oh,
no, that's fantastic news for Nintendo and for the Wii, and yeah, for, you know, Wii customers, because it gives you guys a whole lot of stuff to play, since there's not really a whole lot of Wii games out.
Yeah, there's not actually a lot of Wii games, but there are 100 virtual console titles.
Yeah. So.
Next up, Jackass, the game that was initially announced and then disappeared, has reappeared, and now it's coming out for the PlayStation 2 and, I believe, PSP.
Nice. So. What's that other game that's like that that's coming out, where you load yourself into a giant slingshot?
Oh, that's the PlayStation Network game. It's
yeah,
called Pain.
Pain,
yes,
that's what it's
that
called.
That looks cool.
Yeah, that does look
which
cool.
Which I hope it's the same, like, $5, $6 structure that the PlayStation Network's right. been going for, because I'll buy that.
Yeah, that looks
I just saw
cool.
video footage of that, and I was like, that looks so fun.
Yeah.
It's launching yourself
it's
out.
Like, it's like, it looks kind of like Flat Out without the car.
Exactly.
Pretty much.
And that was the best part of Flat Out.
Yeah.
Was that, even though the racing was good, the best part was doing the slingshot yourself
right.
out of the car. So,
oh, yeah.
Definitely looking forward to those. Jackass, I don't know. We'll have to see. Next up. This is big. I forgot about this.
How
this
big?
This is big, too. Huge. We've been talking about Soul Calibur.
Yes.
And how it's the Legends is coming to the Wii. Well, next month, which the issue should be hitting subscribers' mailboxes soon. I haven't seen it yet. They're going to unveil Soul Calibur 4.
Nice.
No announcement of system yet, no announcement of online, nothing. It will be unveiled. EGM has a world exclusive.
It'll probably
this.
Be a Nintendo DS exclusive.
A DS exclusive.
I doubt it. If I had to guess, I would say it's coming to PS3, maybe 360, but online, I still say Namco's not going to do
it. Yeah, they probably won't.
I still say they're not going to do it, but I'm just pumped that there's a new Soul Calibur.
No
and
doubt.
It's not Legends. I thought Legends was going to be the new one, and I was pissed because it's Wii only, and it's just a compilation.
Right.
And I'm not really much into that, but a new Soul Calibur, I'm so there.
Yeah.
I'm so
as long
excited.
As it's better than 3.
Yeah, 3 was...
Not so good. It wasn't bad.
3 was
it
like...
Just, it was just 2, like
2.4.
Yeah, but that's getting thrown around a lot lately.
You don't want to do the 2 point
I'm kind of sick of 2 point something, to be honest with you.
2.9, it was almost a 3.
All right, next up, 2 more Guitar Hero 3 tracks were unveiled.
Yes, they were.
Even Flow by Pearl Jam. And the second one is Lay Down by Priestess.
I don't know who
I don't,
that is.
I have no idea. Is it going to be like know. Sword? Freya by Sword? I don't know who Priestess is, but that's the... And then, in more Guitar Hero news, another batch of 80s songs were announced. We have 18 in Life by Skid Row. Bathroom Wall by Faster Pussycat. Lonely is the Night by Billy Squire.
Oh, Billy Squire.
Nothing but a good time by Poison.
Oh, God.
Yes. Play With Me.
By Extreme, even. Ugh.
And Shaken by Eddie Money. This compilates the other songs which were already announced, which were Synchronicity 2 by The Police, I Wanna Rock by Twisted Sister, I Ran by The Seagulls, Flock of Seagulls, I don't know why they put just Seagulls, Round and Round by Rat, I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow, Mental Health by Quiet Riot, Holy Diver by Dio, and Heart of the Moment by Asia, or Heat of the Moment by Asia.
Sounds like
no,
a free.
I know you're gay.
Did you like Asia? All right.
Pretty solid so far.
It's
sounds
a very,
pretty awesome.
It's a very solid compilation.
Glad I still have my PS2
I'm
Guitar Hero
I'm pissed that I haven't heard about any downloadable content yet. And even though I really think that the price is a little greedy. It's $49.99 for the
yeah,
version.
That's I mean, that's a little steep.
And it's only like 30 songs.
Yeah.
As opposed to Guitar Hero 2's what? 70?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, to me, that's another one that should be $39.30.
I think it should be $29 if you have to buy the guitar separate if you don't have one or if you already have one. I think $50 is a bit much. I really do.
Yeah.
Just
but,
for the game. It's not even the guitar, too. It's just the game.
But they know they'll get it.
Oh, they will.
So.
They'll sell it. I mean, that's a little greedy, and I think that Harmonix and Red Octane have realized what they have, and it's getting a little bad.
Well, and, you know, they're going to make their money off the off the Guitar Hero name while they can.
Well, I heard that the downloadable tracks for the 360 version sold over 200,000 copies.
Wow.
At that ridiculous price that they were at. So, I bought them. I can't say anything. So, you know. All right, next up. And I know you're excited about this.
Oh, I'm sure I am.
Majesco has announced that they're bringing Kingo, Legend of the Nine, to the U.S. for the Xbox 360.
Stupid Kingo. Give me a friggin' Bushido Blade.
No, you get Kingo and you'll like it.
I will not like
it. You will like it.
I will not like it.
You will love it.
Okay.
we'll give you Kabuki Warriors and that'll
Kabuki
be just
Quantum
like
Fighter.
It.
Next up on the list, Mad Trax hit Xbox Live Arcade this week. We already talked about that. It's 800 points. And the Virtual Console updates this week is ActRiser.
Nice.
800 points.
Oh, yeah.
Kid
Great
Chameleon.
Game.
Kid Chameleon for
which was pretty good.
800 points. And then JJ and Jeff from the TurboGrafx-16.
Which I never played.
600 points.
I will not lie
I got
you.
The description here if you want to know what it is.
You could explain it to me.
This is comical action features two bungling detectives, JJ and Jeff, as they travel through a total of 6 fields. One day a request comes in their office to take a case that requires them to rescue a wealthy man who's been kidnapped. Are you a bad enough dude to save the president?
Wait a minute. It's on TurboGrafx, right?
Yes.
So it's got bonk in it?
No.
It doesn't have bonk in it?
No bonk.
Hey, you know what game I'm waiting for to be released so that we can see how bad it was?
Custer's Revenge.
That too. And Bad Dudes, man.
Dude, I still have Bad Dudes.
Remember Bad Dudes?
That game is so bad.
I am a bad enough dude to say
I
want to
play POW. That was one of my favorite arcade
games.
Oh,
yes!
Yeah, POW was awesome.
That game was awesome.
Although
SNK.
I might not want to play it again now. I really might not want to.
Well, you might not want to, but... I loved it back in the day. That was,
oh, it was
awesome.
Back in the day.
Oh, sweet.
All right, that wraps up regular news. So we're going to jump into rumors now. I got three spicy ones for you.
Silent Hill 5. Spicy meatball.
Silent Hill 5 this year for 360 and PS3.
Nice.
Rumored. And it's supposedly going to be made by the American team, not the Japanese one.
Huh.
That's all rumor.
Great. More meat puppets that are like spazzing out at you as they're chasing you.
Good times. Virtua Fighter 5 for the 360 has been moved to October.
Damn it.
Rumor, though.
Yeah.
Sega still insists it'll be out by summer. End of summer. So, we shall see.
I'm waiting patiently.
And the next one, all the Nintendo drones have been waiting on this, but a Mario Kart to be announced for the Wii at E3 in July.
You know what? I've been waiting on it, too, because I think Mario Kart for the Wii would be the bomb.
It needs to be online.
Yes, it does.
I keep running that into the ground. It needs
yes,
to
it
be
does.
Online.
But, you know what?
And it needs to not be Double Dash.
I will play it. Yes. Fuck Double Dash. I will play it. But regardless, it would be awesome if it was online. But I think it'll be a blast too with the snap-on steering wheel attachment.
That might be
kind
of cool. I've never used that,
cool.
So I don't.
I haven't either.
I don't know how good it is.
But I've never used the actual attachment. But I think if they package it with that, or even if you have to buy it separate, I think it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I love Mario Kart. It's one of those games that I just love playing. And as long as it's not Double Dash. I'll even forgive online this time if it's not.
Right.
But as long as it's not Double Dash.
I just hope that the new Mario Kart for the Wii, I hope it looks at least as good as Mario Kart 64.
I just hope it's as fun.
I'm sure it will be, but...
I sound like a drunkard. I was like, Mario Kart 64.
Mario Kart 64.
All right. That wraps up rumors, so now let's go into new releases. We're just blasting through this. It's a small week. It's a small, small world. First up, Planet Puzzle League for the DS. So another puzzle game for the DS.
Oh, I saw some video of that. It actually looks pretty cool. I like it.
It's basically the Puzzle League games that have been coming out for years, but they just put them under Mario monikers up until this point, like Pokemon Puzzle League or Dr. Mario. It's actually called Planet Puzzle League this time.
Yeah, so. The video footage I saw, it actually looks a lot like Meteos, except better because it, like, I don't know.
Because it's a whole planet.
It is a whole planet.
It's an entire planet.
And it's not a little big planet either. It's a whole planet.
Yeah.
Next this week, the only 360 game coming out, Call of Juarez.
Which I want to play. I don't care if you say it sucks or not.
I didn't play it. I didn't say it sucked. I was just telling you the review said it was I said.
I'm still going to play it.
I want to play it. I do. I love Old West shooters.
Yeah,
and I'm looking for the next gun.
Yeah.
It's called Gun 2, and Neversoft needs to make it.
Gun 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Next up on the list, I'm going to slaughter this name. Dragon Ball Z Harukanuru Denisu for the DS.
There's too damn many U's in that.
I don't know how to say that. Densetsu?
Just say Dragon Ball Z.
DBZ for the DS this week.
Trust me, as soon as you say Dragon Ball Z, half the listening audience tones you out because they're like, ugh, Dragon Ball Z. And the other half of it is too busy drooling about the fact that a new Dragon Ball Z game is coming out to even listen to what the last part of it
is. Well, then 10% of them are going, actually, it's pronounced Harukanuru.
Right, right. You don't know how to pronounce this guy.
Has no idea what he's talking about.
He doesn't know anything about video games because he doesn't know how to pronounce Dragon Ball games.
How did he give this, you know, how did they give this guy his own radio show if he doesn't even know how to pronounce Dragon Ball Z?
What a tool.
What a tool.
Anyway, next up, a little late to the party, but Shrek the Third for the PSP. Supposedly going to make it out this week.
Supposedly.
It's been on there for a while.
You know,
it's only been
a couple weeks since the movie came out.
Yeah, you know. The big game for me this week, though, is Tomb Raider Anniversary for the PS2 is due out.
It's pretty good.
So
it does look really good.
I'm really excited about that. Looking forward to that. And the next one on the list, DS Lite web browser. They're going to charge you $35 for a web browser for the DS. I mean,
fantastic.
You can almost buy a copy of Windows for that.
Yeah. That's pretty ridiculous.
Damn, man.
Well, you know, the internet's kind of one of those new things for, you know, Nintendo people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's true, but that doesn't mean they didn't know what it was before.
They knew what it was because they're always on the message boards bitching.
Right, that's true.
Well, you know, there wasn't really any internet until the Wii came out.
Alrighty then. On that note, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to discuss a few topics, including petitions, why they suck.
Stupid petitions.
Wii hatred. We're going to rip on the Wii boys today.
Uh-oh.
And then we're going to talk about gamer tags, and then we have our top 10 list, so Mr. Khan, if you would be so kind. All right, we're back, and we got a few topics of discussion to talk about today. The first is going to be online petitions against games, game exclusivity, and all of that good stuff, and what it does to the industry.
Stupid. I mean, seriously, come on. Come on.
Well, we start off with, and this popularity of this has been around for a long time. It used to be petitions were for a good cause.
Right.
Like, the petitions used to be for, let's get Shenmue 3 released, or,
right.
Yeah.
You know, let's get a game that's not out onto the market. But now it's started with the Devil May Cry thing, and it's been, you know, oh my god, I'm not buying this game now because it's coming to the 360.
Right.
Yeah, it makes no sense, because I remember actually signing a petition, like, I think it was about 7-8 years ago, for the Japanese version of Sakura Wars, which was called Sakura Tyson. And
everything in Japan is called Tyson.
Yeah, something Tyson. Yeah, and I signed that petition, you know, because I wanted it, you know, a certain game series to come out here to the United States. You know, it was for the Sega Dreamcast. And now it's like all the petitions nowadays are, don't let it come out for so-and-so. I mean, it's like...
so ridiculous.
It's stupid, you
like
know?
The whole haze thing is just killing me. It's like, you know what? First off, it's haze. All right, nobody even knows yet.
Nobody even knows
if it's going to be good. Right. And why... and I know, I feel like we've said this every week for like the last 3 weeks. Why do you care if it's coming out on the 360? If it's coming to your system, play it on your system. Why do you care if the 360 people get to play it too?
Well, their excuse is always going to be, if they do it for the 360, they're going to have to compromise development. Because
no, not necessarily.
No, not if you build on PS3 and port down, which
exactly.
is what developers are starting to do. Like, Criterion said they were going to do that with Burnout.
Right.
So we're going to build it on the PS3 and port it down. Granted, it's not going to be that much different.
No.
It's really not.
The only real issue at this point is storage space.
Yeah.
Because nobody, I don't care who you talk to, nobody has tapped the full power of either system, really, but especially the PS3.
No, not
there's
at
a
all
lot.
Yet.
There's a lot of processor speed there that hasn't been unlocked yet, and there's no point in throwing a fit and saying, I don't want this game to come out for 360 because Microsoft sucks a dick. Pretty much, I mean, that's the reasoning. And it just, to me, first off, even the online petitions that are for a good cause don't work.
No, they don't.
90% of the time.
No, they don't work at all.
They don't do anything. And second off, if I'm an executive at a game company, and a petition comes across my desk from 30,000 gamers telling me to make Haze a PS3 exclusive, what do you think I'm going to do?
I'm push it like, off to the side.
I'm like, okay, well, how about you 30,000 gamers that want to make Haze a PS3 exclusive, give me all the money that I'm going to lose by making it a PS3 exclusive.
Yeah.
It doesn't. There's no incentive for the developer to make it PS3 exclusive when he can sell a ridiculous amount of copies of it on Xbox 360. It's ridiculous. I don't understand what people think is going to motivate an executive to look at that and go, my God, 30,000 fans want us to make Haze PS3 exclusive. To hell with all the money. Yeah, it's not going to happen.
90% of the time he's going to look at that and go, well, 25,000 of them are still going to buy it regardless.
Right.
So why do I care?
Now, I can understand, like, I'm not advocating this at all, so don't anybody go out and do this because I still think it's stupid. I can understand slightly more if it was a game that, say it's exclusive to the 360. And let's just say Halo, just for example. Not going to happen, but let's just say Halo. And people were making a petition to make it multi-platform. I can understand that, because you know what? If you've got a PS3, you don't have a 360, I'm sure you want to play Halo, no matter how much you say you don't want to.
Yeah.
So, if you make a petition saying, hey, make Halo for PS3 too, it's still not going to happen, but at least it's got some logic behind it, because
well, yeah.
now you can say to the developer, look, we got, you know, 100,000 people that said they'd buy it on PS3 if you release it on PS3.
Is it worth your money to do
right,
it?
Right, exactly.
And
but to say, well, we want you to limit your sales options, it's stupid. Nothing's ever going to get done by that.
No, not at all. And I don't understand it, because they act like they don't want to play the game if it's on another console, and I think most of
yeah.
it stems from the fact that it's because they want to wave it in the face of all of the fanboys on either system
yeah.
and say, I have this game and you don't.
It has... The amazing thing to me about this generation is that it's not about the games themselves anymore.
No.
It's about the console. And it's about, well, this game is exclusive to us, so blah, blah, blah. And this game's exclusive to us, so blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, even if the game's not any good.
Right, right. It's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, Kingo's only going to come out for 360, so blah, blah, blah. You know, it's stupid. And it's not, I mean, I know that with the Hayes thing, I'm kind of kicking on PS3 guys, but it's not just them either. It's the 360 fanboys, too.
Well, yeah.
They do the same thing.
If there was something, like, if Hayes did go PS3 exclusive and they said we're not going to release it, there'd be a petition.
Right.
For that, too, you know?
Right. Well, and I mean, I'm surprised that there hasn't been petitions yet for some other, you know,
Heavenly Sword,
right,
or Layer,
yeah,
or something.
Or even 360 stuff. Like, I'm surprised that they haven't put out, you know, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a good example on the 360 that people would want made exclusive.
Perhaps Dead
Rising.
I'm
surprised there hasn't been an Assassin's Creed thing yet, saying, hey,
yeah,
I know that you announced it first for PS3, but you should make it exclusive to the 360,
because yeah, exactly,
yeah, the 360 is awesome.
It,
you know what I mean? It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous.
Ridiculous,
and there's a prime example of this. A guy that, you know, we used to know, used to write for the site, he came back from E3 one year, and he was talking about how much he loved Cameo, how great it was, how awesome it was going to be, how innovative it was going to be. And then as soon as Microsoft bought Rare and they announced Cameo for the 360, he could not stop talking about how bad that game sucked. And I watched that, like, switch overnight, and I'm like, dude, you love the game.
When it was coming out for Nintendo.
When it was coming out for the GameCube. Now it's not. It's still the same game. Granted, it came out, you know, 2 or 3 years later, but even if it was Nintendo still, it wouldn't come out on the Wii.
Right.
You know, because it's Rare.
Right.
But you just hate it now because it's on a different system.
Right.
And it's just like, who cares?
Exactly.
Who cares what system the game is on? You can't just say it's a good game.
Right.
I don't like the Wii. Zelda's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
that is amazingly awesome.
I mean, that and Super Paper Mario have been like the two games that are just incredible.
Right.
You know, everything else, that's why I don't like the system.
Right.
But I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, Super Paper Mario should be on a 360.
Right.
You know, or I'm not going to say it's, you know, just...
Like, I, to me, the worst part about it is I don't understand the selfishness of, well, I want to play it on my system, and nobody else can play it on theirs. It completely boggles my mind.
It's never going
to
happen.
To me, it's sort of like, you know, I sound like an old guy when I'm saying this. In the older days, you know, it was a system where if you played a game that was really awesome, you tried to find as many people as you possibly can to play that game.
Oh, yeah.
You'd
be like,
loan
you gotta
yours
play
out, or you'd tell them that they need to go to the store and buy it. Or if, like, for instance, if you had a Super Nintendo and your friend had a Genesis, you'd you know, play games on each other's system just because, oh, man, this game is awesome. You have to play it.
Exactly.
You have to play it. And there wasn't, well, I'm not playing it because it's only on the Genesis. Or, well, I'm not letting you play it because you don't have a Genesis. And if you really want to play it, then you should just go out and buy a Genesis yourself.
Yeah, that's just retarded.
It's seriously like that the kid in the kindergarten class that won't let anybody play with his blocks. That's what the whole thing reminds me of.
It
yeah.
is. It's very juvenile, and it really disappoints me because, you know, gamers used to just be gamers. They just played the games.
Right.
Everybody has their console preference.
Right, absolutely.
Everybody has one. You know, I'm a 360 guy. You know, that's the way I am. But if a game comes out on the PS3, I'm not going to sit here and piss and moan
right.
that I want it on the 360. I'm going to go get a PS3 at some point
right.
to play it. Or I'm going to find somebody that has one and say, hey, can I check out this game on your system?
Right.
I'm not going to piss and moan because, you know, it didn't come out on the 360.
Right.
Hey, you know, I don't care.
Yeah, I think this whole subject is basically the line that separates the gamer from just the fanboy.
Well, the fanboy is all the way on this side of the line.
Yeah.
I mean, every console gamer is going to have a preference. Anybody comes to you and says, I don't care, I play them all. That's bullshit. You
yes.
have one you,
you
prefer.
You have one that you play the most.
You have one that you prefer. And just because you're that way and you talk like that, people will automatically label you
as a fanboy.
Even though you'll go out and you'll play something else on another console and not care, to have just as much fun. You can sit down and play God of War for 3 hours.
Right.
Being a 360 fanboy, and it doesn't mean anything to you. But they're going to sit there and, you know, accuse you of being... I have that tag. It's like I have it on my T-shirt. It says I'm a 360 fanboy, but yet the last few games that I've played have been on the PS3. I've been playing like God of War and Red Star, you know, and just playing other stuff. You know, I still play my 360 the most. Yeah, it's a great experience for me. It's the best experience for me. It has the best games. That's just me. But when Metal Gear comes out, do you think I'm going to sit and wait?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and spend $60 and play Guns of the Patriots that day.
Right. Well, and I mean, just as sort of a bastardization of what the Tim Schafer interview that we quoted last week, where he said that he doesn't, he just wants to go play Xbox.
Yeah.
He doesn't think. I am on the opposite end of the spectrum, where I don't think, man, I really need to get home and play Xbox 360, or man, I really need to get home and play the Wii. I think, man, I really can't wait to get home and play the Halo beta, or yeah. I really can't wait to get home and play Super Paper Mario, or I really can't wait to get home and play God of War.
Yeah. I'm very different on the end of that spectrum where I'll power on my Xbox or my PS3, go check out the stores, go see who's online, you know, check my messages, you know, maybe throw a couple arcade games on because I don't have to put a disc in or whatever. I'm that kind of guy like he is. But there are a lot of people that just say, I'm going to go play this game. Yeah. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that because that other stuff is just extra.
Right.
It doesn't have to be there. It's not required to game.
Right. Now, to me, I mean, as much as I love all the added functionality in the 360... obviously, I don't even consider live a part of this because live multiplayer is so integrated now in just about every game that it's part of the games now. But like the marketplace and the arcade games and stuff like that, to me, that's a peripheral part of the system.
Yeah.
Like my focus is on playing games on the system, which is why I don't get into the whole HD DVD versus Blu-ray thing.
Yeah, and, that's
you know I don't get into the whole. PS Network versus Xbox Live, because to me, that's a peripheral part of the system. To me, it's all about the games.
Well, yeah.
So, if I find a game that I really want to play on the 360, I'm going to buy it on the 360. If I find a game I really want to play and it's on the Wii, I'll buy it for the Wii. If Sony ever releases a game that I really want to play for the PS3 and they drop the price a little bit, I'll buy a PS3 and I'll play it on the PS3. And that's the way it upsets me, I guess, that there aren't more people that only care about the games and the quality of the games instead of being so hung up on what system it's on.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it stems from they're only able to buy one console, so they want it on their console. But then they take it to that extreme where if it's on that console, I don't want to play it.
Right, yeah. I am perfectly fine with and I can completely understand people who say they can only afford PS3. And they look at a game like Halo and they're like, man, I really wish that was coming out for PS3. Or people who can only afford a 360 and they look at Metal Gear and say, man, I really wish that was coming out on the 360.
Yeah.
I can understand and sympathize with people like that because, you know, you want to play it. If that's the only thing that you got, you want to play that game. I don't understand the whole, yeah, I bought Haze for the PS3, but it pisses me off because it's out on 360 too. Completely blows my mind.
I don't get it. And the opposite works, too, like with a game like Halo, where all the PS3 guys will tell you how much it sucks.
Mm.
Just because they can't play it sucks. But as soon as that game would be announced for the PS3, it'd be the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Right. And it's the same thing on the other end with, like, Warhawk for PS3.
Oh, yeah. The Xbox guys will dog the piss out of it.
Right. And everybody that's played it on PS3 is saying how awesome it is.
Yeah.
And all the Xbox guys are going, oh, it's crap. It's only multiplayer, and it's...
It looks like ass.
You know, yeah.
And that's not the case, because if it were to come out on a 360,
everybody
you'd hear
be
all
over it.
They'd be talking about, oh, this is actually really fun, you know, and the graphics aren't that bad, you know. Multiplayer's awesome, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, it's not about the graphics, it's about the gameplay.
Right. Oh, exactly.
Well, you won't hear 360
guys don't say that. They're like, oh my god, this looks like ass, I don't want to play it.
This doesn't look like Gears of War.
Why doesn't this fingernail have polish on it? What the fuck? I don't know. We ripped on 360 guys last week.
Yeah, but I mean, pretty much I think what we're all saying is that fanboys suck an ass.
Stop making petitions. They don't do any good. All they do is hurt the industry. They create pointless news posts that people don't want to read. And they just create hatred between gamers. And you should spend more time playing the game than bitching about what you don't have, what you want, all this other crap. Stop bitching about it and just play.
It's just like what we were talking about last week, where people don't even seem to enjoy playing the game anymore. It's more about getting the game. And then once they get it, they play it a couple hours, and then they're on the forums complaining about the next big thing.
Exactly.
Or looking for the next big thing.
And that's that 360 people are really
guilty
of that.
Yeah, they are real bad about
that. I mean,
that.
As soon as the game comes out, they've done forgot about it.
Right.
Like, next week, Forza will be gone.
Right. They get all jacked up about the game before it comes out. Once it comes out, they play it for a couple days, and then it's, well, this is coming out, too. So I can't wait for this. Instead of actually savoring the game that they just played, they're looking 4 or 5 months ahead of time for a game and waiting on it.
Well, you know, and achievement points will prove that, because if you go to, like, mygamercard.net, they have this little system that tracks, you know, percentage of achievements completed. And I look on that list, and, like, most games, most people don't even get hardly any. And while achievements don't necessarily mean you beat the game,
right?
But there are a lot of games will gauge that.
Right.
Like, they'll give you an achievement for beating each level. Like, Prey, for instance. Most people got 2 or 3 achievements in that game because they stopped after 2 or 3 levels.
Right.
If you don't like the game, that's fine. But, you know, if you liked it and then you just moved on to something else, that's just ridiculous, because if you're going to enjoy it, enjoy it. Play it through. Have fun with it. Go back and play it again. Shit.
Which is why, and I am not going to lie, I used to be more that line of gamer, where as soon as a new game came out, I had to have it. And even if I hadn't beat the one that I was just playing and thought was awesome, I didn't care,
because I had to
move on to the next one. I had to play it. I had to see what it was like. But now, because I don't have as much time to play games anymore.
Yeah.
I'm more of a, like, I don't feel anymore like I have to have a game the day it comes out unless it's something I really, really want.
Yeah.
Whereas it used to be, even if it was something that I just thought looked kind of cool, I had to have it the day it came out.
Yeah.
And I had to play it.
And you ended up getting rid of some of the stuff that you didn't finish to trade in to get to that game.
Right.
And it just, you know, and the game stores and places love that.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's where they make their money.
They're making big money off that. And that's why 360 is loved by retailers, because the people come in and they'll trade in all of their brand new games just to get the newest one that's out. And they haven't even finished the one. Like, I still keep all of my stuff unless it sucks. You know, and then I get rid of it. I keep it till I beat it.
Right.
You know, and, like, I went back and I've played Test Drive Unlimited some more. You know, I want to go back and play through Bullet Witch again on hard and whatever. And I still have these. Like, I went back and played Superman a little while ago. You know, after 6 months of not playing it at all, I went back and played it because the achievements keep me going back for it. I've already beat the game.
Right.
But I go back and I'll get the achievements later. You know, it might be a stupid philosophy, but I still play a lot of old stuff.
Yeah.
Every now and then I'll just throw in something that's older and dirt. Like when Gambus Khan first got his Xbox, what's the first game we played online? It was Cameo.
Yeah.
I hadn't played Cameo since like a year before that.
Right.
So, I still had it. We could log on, we could play, we could have some fun, you know, whatever. And it just, stop with the petitions.
Yeah, that was a roundabout way of saying stop with the petitions.
Just stop.
Seriously,
with them.
Come on.
We're going to cut that one off because we could go on.
Yeah, we could.
For like
all
days.
Day.
And we're going to move on to the next one, which should be fun. It's a little one I like to call Wii Hatred. And we ripped the 360 guys pretty good last week. We ripped them, and we just ripped them again.
Yeah.
I mean, we just, there's a lot of things about them I don't like.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the Nintendo
graphics
guys.
Wars.
Let's talk about the Nintendo guys. And I'll preface this by the latest GameFAQs poll, which was, which game were you most looking forward to in June? Let me see if I can pull this little poll up and take a look at it. But basically, there was a list of games that were coming out in June, and there were some really top-tier, high-caliber titles on there that were really good. Oh, I don't even think I can pull up the old polls. That's depressing.
Oh, you bastard.
Oh, wait, here it is. But basically, they were voting for a game. Wow, there we go. Alright. The games on the list were The Darkness, which looks phenomenal.
Yes, it does.
Final Fantasy Anniversary Edition, which is another remake. Grim Grimoire, which is made by the same guys that did Odin Sphere, which looks incredible. Naruto Ultimate Ninja. Ninja Gaiden Sigma, huge title. Pokemon Battle Revolution.
Another huge title. I mean, let's be honest.
Resident Evil 4, the Wii Edition. Tomb Raider Anniversary, and Transformers the Game. There's a lot of huge titles on
there. Yeah, there are.
What do you think won?
Well, considering I'm looking at it right now, I'm going to go ahead and say Resident Evil 4, the Wii Edition.
So a game that was released 2 years ago is going to outdo these games that are out now. And this is what kills me about Nintendo, guys. This is kind of my point here. They hold on to the past too much. I mean, it's constantly, when's my next Mario? When's my next Zelda? When's my next comfortable franchise? When's my next Pokemon?
Right.
You know, they don't try anything new, which is why third parties fail on the
on
Wii.
The Wii. Absolutely.
That's why they fail.
And another kind of dangerous trend that I see is a lot of your Nintendo loyalists will be like, when's my next remake?
It's always going to be a new version of an older game.
Yeah.
Is what they buy. Like,
it's always like you said, when's the next Mario, when's the next Zelda, when's the next Metroid, when's the next Smash Brothers?
And then repeat.
I mean, right, rinse, yeah, rinse, repeat. It's never, you know, that, and it's sad because for a group of fans that talk so much about innovation and how innovative Nintendo is and how innovative the motion control is and how innovative Nintendo is as a video game developer, they don't want anything new. And they say that they do, but then, I mean, you look at stuff, they're like, oh, well, we're all about innovation. And then Super Mario Galaxy starts coming out. And people are like, oh, I can't wait for a new Super Mario. And then they see it, and they're like, it's different. It's like, well, no shit, it's different. If they just released Super Mario 64 again on the Wii, I get the feeling that a lot of these guys would be more happy.
Well, yeah, because look at the Virtual Console sales.
Right.
What were the top five games? All old Nintendo titles.
Absolutely.
Nobody's been trying out the TurboGrafx stuff that they've never played.
Right.
And then you stated this earlier, most of the Nintendo titles don't even use the innovative motion control.
No, they don't at all. That's what's killing me about the whole thing is, like I said, Super Paper Mario...
Barely used it.
Barely uses it.
Smash Brothers
isn't going to use it at all.
Zelda was limited,
kind
of.
Yeah, kinda. I mean, it did it a little bit, but not
Metroid
not too
is
much.
Like the biggest game right. that uses it. I mean, I don't even think Galaxy's going to use it that much because it's just for moving that cursor around
right.
on the screen. You still do everything with the analog stick.
Right.
So Nintendo doesn't even use their innovation that their fans clamor to like it's, you know, the next great thing.
Right.
And
like I said, the thing that's killing me about it right now is... Everybody's talking about how awesome and innovative Nintendo is right now and that they're all clamoring towards the exact same stuff that they've been wanting for, you know, the last 15 years.
Yeah, there's like five particular series that they latch onto and that's all they want. And like, you know, I look at a game like Spider-Man for the Wii. Granted, it had some problems.
Right.
There were some
problems.
Well, I mean,
it had some problems on every system.
It had some problems, and that's fine. But their use of the Wiimote was one of the coolest things I've ever seen, and nobody appreciated it.
Nope.
There was you used each Wiimote as a hand.
Right.
You would hold the Z button, and when you held it, you could flick your wrist and shoot a web.
Right.
You could do that again with the left hand. And just go back and forth through the city like that. And that was one of the... It was so responsive. It worked so well. And if they would have fixed everything else that was
yeah.
wrong with the game, it would have been phenomenal. But nobody gave credit to that. But people
right.
will praise Super Paper Mario because you point something at the screen and move it.
Right.
You know, and it's just... You clamor to innovation, and then you sit around and complain because these games don't use it.
Right. Well, and I mean, like, it's amazing to me that... once again... You know, people complaining about, or not people complaining, but just like, you say, okay, well, I want Super Smash Brothers to have online. And it's always, well, it doesn't need online. It doesn't need online. It's Smash Brothers. It's going to be awesome no matter what. And it's like, you know what? If you don't care about moving forward, then why in the hell are you going to play it on the Wii anyway? Why don't you just go back and play it on GameCube?
That's another thing that really kills me about the Nintendo, is that it seems that journalists... Gamers, everybody give them a free pass on everything.
Yeah.
Everybody gave them a free pass on the visuals on the Wii.
Yep.
They were like, oh, you don't need it if you got good gameplay.
Right.
That's fine. Their online structure, or lack thereof, should I say, free pass.
Right.
PlayStation gets ass raped constantly about their service not being as good as Live, and it's free. You can play online, you can chat with people, you can download new content.
Right.
The Wii, what? Virtual console.
Right.
That's it.
That's it.
No gameplay, and people don't complain about it at all. Friend codes, they suck. People don't complain about it.
Nope.
Nothing. Nintendo gets a free pass on all of that shit. They get a free pass on the graphics. They're like, oh, this looks like, you know, the Xbox.
Right.
That's okay. It plays great.
Right. Because, and it's completely because they have all that history and all that fan base behind them that they can... Nintendo can do whatever they want to. I swear to God. And, you know, I'm a Nintendo supporter. I purchased every system that they've ever released.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a huge fan of their first-party titles. But you know what? The fact of the matter is that Nintendo could release a bag of dog crap with Mario's face on it, and people would go nuts for it.
I know.
All they have to do at this point
but
is...
But it's innovative.
That's innovative. It's a bag of crap.
All they have to do at this point, seriously, they can do whatever they want to with their system. All they have to do is wave a new Mario, a new Zelda, a new Smash Brothers, and a new Metroid in front of people's face every year, and people will buy it.
Well,
and you know what? I mean, I'm not knocking them for it, because, let's be honest, those titles, with the exception of a few small mistakes, have been great games.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
them. Every time they've released one in the series, they've been a great game. That's why people still want to play it. But the fact of the matter is, like you said, because of that, because they make great first-party games, people let them get by with a lot of stuff that they don't let the other console manufacturers get by with.
Yeah, that's really what kills me the most. And I find it funny that now that the Wii is selling like it's going out of style.
Right.
That Nintendo is their fanboys are the first to pop up and start flashing numbers in the faces of the other consoles.
Right.
Like, we're selling more than you, we're selling more than you. That didn't seem to matter last generation.
Right.
Because the GameCube was getting, you know, whooped
right.
by the Xbox and thrashed by the PS2.
Right. And then it was, well, but our first party games are better.
Yeah, exactly. It was all about our first party games are better. They always have something to say that they're the best, and it just gets old.
Right.
You know, if they would admit sometimes that there's something wrong with their system, with the way the system works, they would refuse to buy these games or something and demand more.
Right.
Instead of just settling for what they get, Nintendo would be forced to push the boundaries and not only deliver us an innovative Wii control scheme, but maybe give us some online. I don't even care if you play.
Right.
Give me some kind of functionality. You know, these free passes are killing me.
Right. There's no excuse in this generation for the Wii to not have online multiplayer.
There's no
excuse. Look at the live subscriptions worldwide. You know, look at the amount of games, both on the Xbox 360 and the PS3, that you can play online. Look at the amount of people online at any time playing these games. And you're going to tell me that because of Mario, because of Zelda, because of Smash Brothers, because of Metroid, you don't really care about online.
That's it.
And you know what? Nintendo always says, well, we don't think gamers really care about online all that much. But you know what? I'm hard-pressed to disagree with them when it comes to the people that are buying their product, because no online functionality, and people are still snapping it up like crazy.
Yeah.
And, like I said, it's because that people, they, as soon as you wave Mario, Zelda, Metroid, Smash Brothers in front of their face, they forget about everything else. Instead of, you know, looking at the fact that, yeah, you're going to have a new Smash Brothers, not going to be all that much different than the GameCube version, and there's no online. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're going to have a new Metroid. It's going to have a brand new control scheme that might work, but it might not.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're going to have a brand new Mario. I haven't found anything to complain about as far as Mario goes.
Yeah, it's Mario, you know, we all love Mario.
Right. So, but it's just...
Like I said, I'm just sick of the free passes because I see too many reviewers and gamers complaining about certain games on the PS3 or the 360 because they're missing online, or right. they're missing this, or they're missing that the Wii games never even have.
Right.
None of them have it. You never hear somebody get on there and go, oh, I love, you know, Super Smash Brothers for the Wii, but you never hear them go, but it would have been better with online. You never
right.
hear that. And that's what upsets me, because you'll hear people bitch about Armored Core for the PS3 because it didn't support voice chat. It was still online, still supported friends list, still supported downloadable content, all that stuff, but it didn't have voice chat, so it gets knocked a couple points, and people complain about it.
Right.
You know, and it just... It makes me sick that they get that free
pass.
And
honestly, what it's from is lowered expectations. Because the people who own a Wii don't expect multiplayer anymore.
No, they don't.
They don't expect multiplayer. They obviously don't expect voice chat.
No.
You know, they don't expect stuff like that because they've never been given it. So, but the 360 guys, the PS3 guys, have been given it before. So that's why they see a game like Armored Core and they're like, no voice chat. What the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Nintendo guys are like, voice chat? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like, well, the way that the Wii is presenting itself is almost like, they're not saying it, but it's almost being implied, is, well, you might as well play NES, Super NES. You might as well be playing the Nintendo GameCube. You know what I'm saying? Because the Wii, I mean, outside of its motion control, which is very hit or miss.
It's extremely hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's extremely hit or miss. And it's like, dude, it's like the system, when you're playing the game, is almost telling you to play a past NES system.
It's amazing to me, and I'll bring back up a GambusCon quote here. It was the best thing he ever said on a podcast was, I want to be a Nintendo fanboy so bad, but I'm a video game fanboy first. And yeah. that's what hurts the Wii so much, because we get accustomed to these things like online, and gamers don't play one console. Even if they only own one, they don't play just one console.
If we could make News for Gamers podcast radio t-shirts, it would say, gamers don't play just one console on the front of it.
They would say, we don't play consoles,
we play games. There you
That's go. What it would say.
That's awesome.
That's
I like
exactly
that.
Exactly what it would say, because it's just ridiculous to the point where I don't mind that the Wii has these, you know, these lacking things, but I'm tired of it getting a pass. If you're going to put it in the same tier, compare it sales-wise, compare it games-wise, compare it everything-wise to these other systems, you better compare it wise to the features,
I think,
too.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's the worst about it, because you know what? Bottom line, Nintendo has the best first-party games.
Yeah, there's never been any argument about that.
Yeah, you can't debate that. And you know what? I have a Wii. I still play it. I love Super Paper Mario. I thought WarioWare was great. I'll buy Super Mario Galaxy the day it comes out. I'll buy Mario Kart the day it comes out. You know why? Because they're awesome games.
Yes.
But if you're going to compare the Wii to the... And you know what? I will compare Mario, Super Paper Mario... Smash Brothers, Metroid, I will compare those games to games on 360 and PS3 all day long. But if you're going to compare the consoles themselves, and you're going to compare the Wii to the 360 and the PS3, it's not in the same league. And that's probably going to catch me a lot of flack, but it's just not.
Well, and also...
If you look at it objectively, it's a less powerful machine. It doesn't have online support. It doesn't have voice support. Granted, it's got the Waggle controller, which puts it in a different class than the other systems, but it really and truly is not in the same league as the 360 and the PS3, which are both home entertainment machines.
You want me to really get some flack here for you?
Oh, God.
Machine-wise, it's not in the same league as the PS2.
Oh, God.
I mean, because think about this. The first thing the Wii people are going to say, the Weeples, they're going to come on and they're going to go, well, our system's $250, whereas the Xbox is $400 and the PS3 is $600.
That's fine.
The PS2 is $129. It has an Ethernet port and supports a shit ton of online.
And
it's free.
That's true.
Online is free.
And let me say this. There has still yet to be a game on the Wii that can match God of War...
Yeah, but you know what? You can't say that because there's yet to be a game on the 360
that matches
or the PS3.
Well, I'm talking about
that's all subjectional though.
Yeah, well, in a way it is, but I mean there really still hasn't been a game that grabs you like that game does in terms of its overall presentation.
See, I would disagree with that because I would say Zelda.
Okay,
Zelda was to me was like. Still is the only reason that you need to buy a console. Paper Mario is a great game,
but
Zelda is that game.
Yeah, if you don't have
need to play that game.
Yeah, I think that's probably kind of getting lost in all the criticism. But all three of us in here like the Wii.
Yeah,
I mean we all like the games that are on the Wii. But I do have a severe problem with the fact that. People are putting it in the same class as the 360 and the PS3, and it's just not.
It's not.
It's
really
a completely different animal. It's a casual gaming machine that's going to have great first-party titles. But you got to go into it knowing that you're not getting the same experience, for better or worse, on the Wii as you're going to get on the 360 and the PS3.
No,
which both have very similar experiences.
Yes, and as soon as PS3 starts rolling out these fall games, it's going to leap up there and jump right up next to the 360,
absolutely.
In my opinion. Because these games coming out... Well, it won't
probably not right away because of the library.
The library and the cost, but I mean, these games are going to bring it to that level that 360 was at after the first year.
Right.
And it's going to be... And that's what's the most important thing is these games.
Right.
Where I mean, you know, Nintendo is bringing out Smash Brothers this year, Mario's coming out this year, and Metroid's coming out this year. But if I had to choose between the two, I mean, I love Metroid, but I feel like 3 is going to be 2 with some waggle. I'm not excited about it. Smash Brothers isn't online. It doesn't appeal to me. I could still play it on the Cube. Mario, that's a different story.
Yeah,
that's...
Mario is a lock. But you know, once again, that the one point, if we can, like you said, if we had a T-shirt. We play games, not consoles.
That should be our T-shirt.
That should
be our
T-shirt.
So, Dusty, when you listen to this podcast, if we make T-shirts,
that's
on there.
That's what it should say.
It's going to quote right there in quotes, we play games, not consoles.
But, and you know what? Once again, awesome first-party titles on the Nintendo Wii, but it's not the same machine.
No, it's not.
It's not. It can't be compared structure-wise, price point-wise. It shouldn't even be compared sales-wise, in my opinion, to the 360 and the PS3, because it's not the same experience. Completely different.
You look like you had something else you wanted to throw in there.
Oh, I was just thinking about how beautiful Odin Sphere is for the PS2, and how this game developer, Vanillaware, this is like their third game that they've ever made.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like an underground company. And they could just make something so beautiful and so,
on
so
that
magical.
Old hardware.
Yeah, for that old hardware. I think...
But,
yeah.
I mean, then again, you can't really... I mean, you can. Granted, the PS3 is not as powerful as the Wii, but they've had a lot more
time.
PS3? The PS2, I'm sorry.
I was going to say, damn.
No. Yeah, that was a slip of the tongue.
There's Wii. There's untapped Wii potential.
The PS2 isn't as powerful as the Wii, but at this point in the PS2's life cycle, developers have found every nook and cranny find power in that
just
system.
Just look at God of War.
Yeah, exactly.
Just look at
that
game.
I mean, it's not really fair to compare graphically late-gen PS2. I guess it is kind of fair, though, because...
Yeah, but it's, I feel that it is fair. If,
because you could compare late-gen PS2 to 360, you know, and at the first line, they were kind of similar, except the 360 had the HD version of it. But you look at it now...
And it's completely
like
different.
Gears of War compared to God of War, wow. I mean, just huge difference. And that's what the time takes, but the Wii should look just as good as the last-gen PS2 games.
It should.
That's what you expect. Over the years, when you bought a Super Nintendo, you expected it to kick the hell.
You expected it to at least look as good as the last NES game that you played.
Exactly.
And it's the same. I mean, same way with the Wii. You should expect it to at least look as good as the last PS2, GameCube, maybe original Xbox game that you played.
I would expect the Wii to have graphics similar to like Riddick or Halo 2, or something like that. And it just doesn't. It just doesn't.
Because one of the developers for, what was it, Rayman, back before the Wii came out, the developer said that the system was, the Wii was, I think he said was like twice as powerful as like the GameCube, and he said it was like, it's like just a hair under the original Xbox in terms of its processing power.
Was that a joke because there were raving rabbits? It was a hair under the...
Oh!
See what I did there?
There you go.
Our first rabbit joke of the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll be here all week. But
sure, tip your waitress.
But yeah, I would like to start seeing some Wii games that kind of, sort of, approach original Xbox quality in terms of its graphical capability.
The good-looking original Xbox games. There were some pretty shitty-looking games on the Xbox.
Yeah.
But there were some games that really pushed that hardware to a whole new level. And that's what I wanted. That would be the minimum that I would expect on the Wii. I think Zelda is still the best-looking game.
Yeah.
But it's still a GameCube game ported up.
Right.
So it still has all of the original structure to it, but the art design in that game is phenomenal.
And Mario Galaxy looks really good.
Yeah, Mario Galaxy looks incredible.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. And I hope Mario Kart looks freaking phenomenal. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I do. I think Smash Brothers looks phenomenal.
Yes.
I think it looks just a step above the GameCube version right now.
Right. It's not a huge leap. But then again, where are you going to go with Smash Brothers?
There's not many places.
When you have cartoony characters like that, you can't... There's only so photorealistic you can get.
Well, I mean, they're getting closer and closer to, like, Pixar quality. In terms of,
well, look at Ratchet
design.
And Clank Future. My
God,
that looks like a Pixar movie. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, every detail in that environment.
I can't wait to see what the next Sly Cooper looks like.
I know, and the rumor we did that last week is going to come out. They're going to announce it at E3. And when I see Ratchet and Clank Future sitting next to Mario Galaxy, I'm just going to be like, man, that just goes back to the Zelda conversation. What could this game have looked like? You know, because Ratchet and Clank is a great game, and they've already built the structure of it, just like Mario. Mario's structure's been built for many years.
Right.
Give me that visual polish, because the first time I saw Mario 64, I was just jaw-dropped.
Right.
It was gorgeous. So, and, you know, Super Mario Sunshine, even, with the little water effects that they did on the GameCube, gorgeous. But now you think about it, and you're going to get that same effect on the Wii, because the system isn't powerful enough to take it to that next level. And it's not that it deters from the gameplay, it's just that I wish that I could see that.
Yeah, another interesting thing about the whole Wii dilemma is back in the GameCube days or even the N64 days, how Nintendo was like, "Oh, we're not competing with everybody else. We're not competing with Microsoft. We're not competing with Sony." But now they're like, "Oh yeah, we're whipping both their butts, man."
Well, because they're winning. That's why they're competing now. When they're not winning, they're not competing.
Exactly.
So, and it's a really bad attitude to have. And Sony got it too. They were like, you know, we beat everybody,
right?
And with the PS3, we're going to kill everybody.
Sony really bad got the we're invincible
Yeah, really bad.
Sort of mindset.
Well, I think everybody, at one point, all the companies get that way when their hardware is leading.
Oh, if Microsoft was number one, you would never hear the end of it. Bill Gates would be talking about how it's the number one. You know, you would hear the same thing from any company. The problem with Sony is that they did it, and now they're struggling, and they don't know how to deal with it. They just keep spinning it. Whereas Nintendo, you know, they just play it off like, well, we're not competing until we're losing, until we're winning, and then now we're competing, and we're whooping your ass.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the Wii's going to catch the 360 in America.
Absolutely.
Real soon. And there's no denying that. The PS3 is going to take a long time to ramp, but I think that system's going to have a long shelf life.
Yeah.
It's going to be in people's homes until, you know, 720 has been out for a year.
Right.
It's going to be that long. I mean, it's going to be a long, or whatever the hell they're going to call the next Xbox. I don't know.
Did you hear about the new high-definition standard that just came out?
Well, it's supposed to go into implementation in, like, 2009, I think. 2008, 2009.
It's like, I think the
television networks all have to broadcast an HD signal.
But get this, it says it's 16 times the resolution of 1080p.
Wow.
That's a little much. I mean, nobody even has 1080p TVs. There's like five people in the world that own them.
Yeah, and it's like, geez.
And then, you know, the two systems that support 1080p, they're, you know, I've never seen anything in 1080p except for when I go to Best Buy.
Right.
And, like, they got that Ridge Racer running on there. It's Ridge Racer. I mean,
Ridge Racer!
All right, well, I think we've ripped down the Wii.
Enough.
Pretty good this week. Next week, it'll be Sony, so tune in for that one.
Yes.
That should be fun, too.
We're all about equal opportunity.
Equal opportunity hate right here. We're going to jump into the last topic. This should be a little short one, and we want to get a forum post going about this because this is very interesting. This was brought up by Zero Function. He sent me a message on Xbox Live last night, and he said,
Zero Function's turning into the MVP of the forums.
He is the MVP of the forums. He's the one that made the N4G car, which was badass. But we want to talk about we'll just go through the three of us, and then we want a forum topic to start about this. But basically, what does your gamer tag mean? Where did you get it? What does it mean to you? And how important is it to always have that gamer tag? So I'll start with you, Mr. Khan, since you were a little left out in that last conversation a little bit. But where's your gamer tag come from? How much does it mean to you? How much do you have to have it when you play?
Well, in this new internet age that we're experiencing, you know.
In the beginning,
there was nothing. But, very interesting question, you know, the whole thing about game tags and having your internet alias.
Your identity.
Yeah, your identity.
It represents you. People know you by the fact that you're Gambus Khan.
Yeah, and this reminds me of the last issue of Wired magazine. Not this month. Actually, it was three issues ago. Three issues ago of Wired magazine. It had on the cover this really attractive, like, hot chick with a sign on it that says...
Was she eating ice cream?
No.
Like, did she have, like, a fan or something that you could tell she was hot?
No, but what was interesting about the magazine was the cover of it was, like, plastic, right? And she's, like, wearing a business suit and she
has a... wipe it off.
Is this the one where if you remove it, it takes her clothes off?
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I remember seeing this. There was, like, a big debate about this.
Yeah, and you flip the plastic part over, and she's holding a sign that says, Get Naked. And when you read the article, which I actually read the article, it talked about how, you know, nowadays with MySpace and other internet community type of features that, you know, getting your name out, getting your persona out into the world of, you know, the information superhighway... Whoa,
that's an old term.
Yeah, that's an old term. Yeah.
Thank you, Al Gore.
I invented it. But
man, bear pig.
Make that sound.
Man, bear pig.
But it talks about how, like, this is like the future of business. Is, you know, putting your persona, you know, and who you are on the net. You know how anybody, you know, could be like a celebrity, you know, in their own, you know, web space
or
whatnot.
Take, for instance, like Major Nelson. You don't know him by his real name. You know him by the fact that he's Major Nelson.
Right.
That's his gamer tag. That's what he's known by. And there's a lot of people like that. But we want to know, Where did yours come from?
Where did mine come from?
Where did yours come from?
Well, that's kind of a weird story.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah, it's yeah, anticipation builds. Well, back in school, I had another nickname. It was Gamby.
Which is based off of?
My last name.
Exactly.
Gambrell. So...
You broke the fourth wall.
You
told his name. Anyways.
Well, they're on the side. I mean, not like we hide them.
But yeah, it was kind of a take on my last name, so everybody would call me Gamby in grade school and junior high and high school. And it just kind of evolved into Gambus Khan. Like whenever we would play video games, you know, when we would put our names in and stuff, and Gambus Khan sounds really cool because it's kind of like Genghis Khan, you know, like Command and Conquer.
Oh, is that what it's from? I made the connection.
So, yeah, that's pretty much, in a nutshell, my...
So let me ask you this question. When you're playing a game, how frustrated do you get if that name's already taken?
Well,
like,
I have,
how important is it to have that specific name?
I have yet to be in that situation. I guess it's an original name. So.
I guess it is, because you've never lost that name.
Yeah, and I go on other games like, you know, StarCraft and stuff like that, and I just don't have any trouble, you know.
But how would you feel if you went to log it and it wasn't there?
I would actually feel pretty down in a way, to tell you the truth.
That's the thing about it, is it's really big. I mean, how would you remedy it? Would you change the name? Would you, like, add numbers to it or something?
Probably.
That's what I do with mine.
That's what I do with mine.
Yeah. Either that or I'd put The Gambus Khan.
The Gambus Khan?
Yeah.
See, I can't really do that with mine.
Well, now that's going to be taken, so... Yeah,
everybody's
going to flock.
They're going to flock on the internet and make The Gambus Khan. All right, but, so what about your tag?
My tag is Wombat RP, and the Wombat part is a takeoff on my last name.
That seems to be a trend.
It is. It is. So yeah, that's the Wombat part is a takeoff on my last name. The RP part are my first two initials. It was my email address when I first got an email. I did Wombat RP because I tried to just do Wombat. Somebody already had it. Damn it! So I just threw my first initials on there. When I did my Xbox Live gamer tag, I already knew that. And
yeah.
Once again, I tried Wombat, and it was already taken.
Already gone.
So I just did Wombat RP. It's pretty, actually, it sucks when I see that somebody already has the Wombat. It makes me mad. I'm like, God damn it. So then you have to throw letters and numbers and all that bullshit on it. But I'm actually thinking about altering it slightly, altering my gamer tag slightly to get rid of the RP. Because a lot of people, and it gets on my nerves, calling me Womba Trip instead of Wombat RP, and it really, and I understand why, but it just really grates on me. So I'm thinking about trying to get some variation of the Wombat without the RP in there. So
fantastic,
yeah.
It's a very interesting story.
Yeah.
See, with mine, I started mine years ago when I first got online. I started just calling myself Zero. That was it. That was the only name. And it was actually derived from one of your favorite bands, Smashing Pumpkins song, called Zero. And I thought that was cool. You know, like, I'm nobody on the internet.
Right.
So I'm Zero. And then it morphed into Zero Tolerance after I played a little Genesis game.
Called Zero Tolerance.
And I was like, that's a cool name. The problem with my name, and I don't understand this, and this drives me crazy this day, every time we play Halo, somebody's going to make fun of my name. I'm playing in a room with a man named Dirty Toe, Speedwack, Gambus Khan, and my name is the one that gets picked out to be made fun of. And I don't understand. And you know how many variations of that name there is? That, like, if you go to the stats page on Bungie.net and type in that name,
right,
it will bring you back like 50 people that have a variation of that name.
Yeah.
Because everybody wants that name. But see, I am the OG. I have the original. I actually played with the guy who was Zero Tolerance with a zero.
Really?
His name once, but it was Zer Zero Tolerance.
Nice.
So it's really in. Oh man, I'm so frustrated when I can't have that name. Like, that's the reason why I bought Xbox Live day one.
So you could have that name.
That's why I bought a PS3 on day one. I had to have that tag. You know, it's just If I don't have that tag, I'm very upset. I throw a fit. I throw
he
a
does.
Fit like
I've
a baby.
Seen it. He cries.
But if I actually
He's
have to add, if I had to add a number to my name, it's always 667. And that comes from being one better than the devil.
There you go.
So that's what that is. So if I have to add a
one
number,
one better than the devil.
I go the typical my number in high school route.
A lot of people
and
do
throw,
their age.
Throw 27 on the end of mine.
A lot of people do their age, like Emissary.
Yeah.
He changed his gamer tag to
Magneto.
But he had to do it Magneto 24 because that was his age.
Right.
And that was the first thing that came up in my head. I'm like, Magneto 24. It's because he's 24.
Yeah,
years.
But then you got to change it when you get a year older. It's like.
Well,
yeah.
It's like Killer Wolverine had a tag that was like Spidey 22. I'm like, did you really? That's old, isn't it? He's like, how do you know? I'm like, because that was your age when you made it, wasn't it? It's like you can always guess that
right.
when somebody uses that number. But this is a really good topic, and I think that Zero Function, if you want to hop on the forums, post up a thread, and we'll all get in there, and we'll chat about it. And I'd be interested to hear where some of these crazy names come
yeah,
from.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm like, where did you get this name? I'd be very interested to know that. Some of them you can pretty much guess, but some
yeah.
of them you're like, what? So.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm just going to start this little rant right now. Somebody please explain to me when it became cool to use numbers instead of letters in your name. It's not cool. It's not cool. All right, if you've got numbers instead of letters in your name, it just makes me think you don't know how to spell.
Well, it's leet. Leet speak. 1337.
Yeah, it's not too leet.
All right, so definitely start that thread on the forums. I'll be very interested to see about it, and if we get enough replies, we'll talk about it next week, and we'll share some stories. But right now, we're going to jump into our top 10 list, which has been my favorite to write so far to this date. And this goes with the fact that we decided to rip on all three consoles over the next three episodes.
We decided to be kind of negative Nancys here lately.
Well,
negative
yeah.
Nancys.
We decided to take a break from any positivity and just sort of rip on some stuff.
But this one is all in fun. Don't take it personal. Don't send me emails telling me you hate me. But this
Death
is
threats.
The top 10 reasons why the Xbox 360 sucks. This is the top 10 reasons why it sucks. Number 10, it doesn't have motion control.
Goddamn motion control.
I mean, the PS3 and the Wii have it. Why doesn't it have motion control? There's
no waggle?
There's no waggle. There's no
I'm sure there's something. I'm sure there's something in development for 360.
I'm sure that there is, and Microsoft just doesn't want to talk about it. They don't want to copy. But whatever, no motion control. Pfft.
Get the fuck out.
Number 9, the hard drive is not standard.
That's a big one
that's
right
big
there.
One.
That is a big one.
I actually have a friend who just recently got a Xbox 360.
And he didn't buy the one with the hard drive?
He bought
no.
a Core?
He bought a Core.
Why?
Why?
I asked him that, and he was like, it's the cheapest one.
Dude.
That's still, you're still going to have to go buy the hard drive.
That's what I told him.
It should be in every system. The Core unit should be shat on and thrown in a dumpster.
Dude.
At least thrown in the dumpster. If you don't want to shit on it, don't.
He pretty much didn't really know what he was getting into. He just thought, oh, it's a game system, you know, I'm used to my, you know, Nintendo and stuff like that. He didn't really know what the Xbox experience was like. I'm not for sure if he owned the original Xbox or not. He might have, but he just didn't really understand what the 360 was all about, and he just went ahead and I guess it was an impulse buy. But
and that's why they should have never made the Core, because it confuses people
yeah.
that are just looking to spend the least amount of money.
Yes, yeah, and I was like, so you don't have a hard drive? And he's like, no. I was like, you got a memory card, right? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, geez.
You spent $40 on the memory card. It's retarded.
Yeah, he got a memory card. And then I was telling him, like, I was like, dude, if you go online, man, if you have to update any of your games, you're not going to be able to do it, and you won't be able to play with anybody. And, dude, it looked like I ruined his day. He was like, looked toward the ground like, oh, man. Like, he just realized that he just screwed himself. Wow. So, yeah, the Core system sucks.
It needs to have a hard drive. Every system should have a hard drive.
Yeah.
Next up, DVD doesn't have enough space.
Damn it.
Stupid 9 gigs or whatever you can make out of it.
Yeah.
With my 40, 50, 60 gig Blu-rays and HD DVD drive.
Yeah, Hideo Kojima was talking about how Metal Gear, he pretty much filled an entire Blu-ray disc. I guess most of it was with audio, not just the dialogue scenes, but I guess like the sound effects and everything in the game uses like the whole dynamic audio where, like, every little thing takes up a lot of memory. And he used up the whole Blu-ray disc, and he was kind of, like, complaining, like, Blu-ray, I kind of need more space, you know?
So yeah, that's a touch much, because he fit all the Metal Gear Solid's dialogue on two discs.
Right. And see, that's...
Two CDs, well, not well, I mean, DVDs.
Right. You know, that's the thing, though. Like, there have always been... Well, since I shouldn't say always. Since the CD revolution, there have always been multi-disc games.
Yeah.
On every console.
Well, have you seen Metal Gear Solid 4 for the 360? It comes in a 10-pack. There's a cool picture of that on the forum. You should go look at it. It's pretty funny.
Oh, I bet.
Next up on the list, it's loud.
What? Yes.
The 360 is loud. It makes me deaf. When it spins up a disc, it sounds like World War III just started.
What? It's like a
dentist. Look at that spike on the recording thing.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Man,
it's louder than shit, and it's because of the fans and the disc drive. The disc drive is ridiculously loud.
Yeah, man. When I'm playing a game on my 360, it sounds like an airplane is passing right over my house. Like,
hell with that. It sounds like an airplane is taking off in your house.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense to me because the PS3 sounds like a fly is farting. You don't hear anything. I mean, you hear nothing. I don't get it. The Wii even made noise.
Yeah.
The PS3 is quiet. I mean, the Wii's not nearly as loud as the 360.
No.
You get a screaming match, 360 can win every
time. I almost have to turn up my television all the way up just so that the sound and the music will actually, you know, I'll actually be able to hear what's going on in the game over the system.
It's a loud son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Next one is my favorite one. It's made by Microsoft.
I hate Bill Gates. I hate his ass.
Bill Gates and the money machine known as Microsoft created the Xbox to overthrow the video game market so that he could be number one.
So they can make more money.
Because they need more money
in
Redmond, Washington.
Hey.
I don't like Bill Gates.
Bill's running
a
little tight this month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's
having trouble. He has trouble making his bills.
You know, he's got to burn all that dirty money.
You know, he can't get his grill platinum plated.
He's got to
get his check on the first of the month.
He gets his check on that fiscal month.
Yeah.
He's got so many zeros, I can't even count them.
I bet buying that island that he's on, I bet that costs some money.
Yeah.
It's very possible.
I mean, hey, if you got kids, a car, and a mortgage, you got to make your bills. Just because he's Bill Gates doesn't mean he don't have to make his bills.
You know something?
I don't know. They probably come to his house like, Bill, never mind.
Never mind.
Never mind.
We know you're good for it.
You know something? This would be cool. If I was Bill Gates, and if I had the money...
You wouldn't be in this shitty-ass recording studio.
Yeah, you got that right. But, yeah. Actually, I might. But anyway, if I had the money of Bill Gates, you know what I'd do?
I would kill you.
And steal your money.
Right now, because you're rich.
You'd stab me right in the heart. But, I would have my private island be a mobile island.
Mobile.
Yes.
Or you get some like kryptonite on it or something.
Yeah.
So it moves around.
Yeah. I would like have some like boosters and like an entire like
and
submarine.
Then when it powers
team.
Up, it sounds like the 360 coming on.
Yeah. And what would be cool about this island would be I could go to like Japan with the island. You know, I could bring my house there.
And he would have a metal mask and call himself Victor Von Doom.
Exactly. And I'd wear a cape and a hood over my head. That'd be awesome. Yes.
All right. Number five. More of a money thing. Microtransactions. How much do you love paying $10 for a new map?
I love it almost as much as I love paying 200 points for horse armor.
How much do you love paying $2.09 per song in Guitar Hero and have to buy 3 packs?
And how I love it almost as much as I love getting colonoscopies.
And how much do you love paying $6 or $7 for more scantily clad outfits for your hot chick avatar in a game?
All the Bullet Witch outfits are free.
Oh, they are! Fantastic! I'm going to go download them right now.
But the extra missions that are on the disc cost money.
Oh, crap.
Nice.
Go figure that one out. How much do you love paying for in-game money in The Godfather?
That's
horrid.
It's like gold farming in WoW. You're going to start selling in-game money now online.
Microtransactions suck.
Well,
then I'm just being negative.
Oh, okay.
Here. I'm not being serious.
All right.
I do agree with the structure is good, but it sucks that you have to pay, you know, 150 points for every theme you want to put on your.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think the themes are overpriced.
And you know what? You know what else sucks about the microtransactions? The fucking points. Just do dollar amounts.
Well,
seriously.
You know why they do that? Because you know, you buy 1,600 points and you spend 1,500 of them. Guess what? You got 100 that don't do anything.
Right.
So they still got your money, but you just sitting there with points. It's a brilliant marketing scheme, bad for the consumer.
Yes.
Switch it to dollars. Although with the points, you know, subconsciously I think I'm not spending as much money.
Yeah.
That's
why they do it
too. Yeah, that's brilliant.
You know what? Do it though, like the Wii, where you know
the points
equal dollars.
But then you,
know,
you wouldn't have
like,
to sit there and think about it.
That's true.
Because like when you see 400 points for an arcade game, you're like, oh yeah, that's not that much. Do you realize it's $5?
Right.
So
you just gave a value meal to Microsoft.
I love my value meals.
I do too.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Number four, online costs money. Subscription fees for
$4
Xbox Live.
And what, 10 cents a month,
yeah.
Something like that.
$50 a year. It's free on the PS3.
Yep.
Free.
Yep.
Free.
It's free on the Wii, too, but they don't have it.
What? Online free? What? They don't play. Next up, too many first-person shooter games.
You can't trip in a video game store and not hit a first-person shooter game for the 360.
No, you can't. I could probably name 10 right now without even trying. It's ridiculous.
You probably couldn't do it without even trying.
Well, I probably have to try a little.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of first-person shooter games. I mean, even RPG that came out was first person.
Yeah, no doubt.
What's going on? The RPGs for the 360. It's got to be first person.
First person RPG.
That's the way it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Lack of Japanese RPG support. Is there one yet? Oh, wait, yeah, there was. Enchanted
Why don't
Arms.
We just erase that and put lack of Japanese support?
Well, we had Dead Rising and Lost Planet.
Okay, lack of Japanese support from anybody but Capcom.
Tenchu.
Okay, lack of Japanese support from Japanese consumers.
Well, that doesn't count.
Okay, there we found the sweet spot.
We haven't quite found the Japanese lovely part of the 360 yet, and that's not probably going to happen.
I can't believe you just used Tenchu as an example.
I'm sorry. I was really stretching.
Thing is, though,
I could have said Rumble Roses and Dynasty Warriors.
There's more Japanese games coming.
They're coming, but right now.
Yeah.
What are you going to play, Enchanted Arms? That game was about as good as a turd.
Ah, okay.
Then they took the time. See, it must not cost much to port, because they ported it to the PS3, and I know it didn't sell 12 copies on the 360.
And guess what? It still played like a turd.
It's still a turd.
But I wonder if it actually did better on the PS3.
No, probably not. Probably not, because it sucks. It's just a bad game. And the last one, the obvious one, the number one reason why it sucks, it's called the Red Rings of Death.
If you haven't had it yet,
just
feel blessed.
Just wait. It's coming.
Just wait till you turn on your console and you see the Red Rings of Death. You fall to your knees crying and cursing Bill Gates' name and his children.
Yeah, a friend of mine just recently had his, you know...
Is this the same friend that bought the core system?
No.
If he was the same one, I was going to say he deserved the Red
Rings
of Death for buying the core system.
No, Red Rings of Death happened, and he's going to have to turn his 360 in.
It's a good old MS.
Oh, yeah.
So they can get some more money off that refurbished one they'll send him back.
Yep.
Exactly.
Microsoft really needs to fix this, because it's turning into the PS2 all over again.
Yes,
it is.
That is
not a good thing.
That is not at all a good
Heck
thing.
No.
I remember, used to work in a very small, independently owned video game store, and I used to repair PS2s. And I swear to God, in our side room, it looked like if World War III would have been fought completely by PlayStation 2s, that's what it looked like. There were PS2 husks and parts and everything scattered about.
Well, the difference here is, though, you can't repair the 360
because
what it's doing is it's melting the solder on the chips on the inside board.
Right.
So it's gone.
It's done.
You're finished. You're done.
Finito.
You're over.
Yeah, I heard that the reason why the solder would come loose is because supposedly, I guess to the government, the 360 is a children's item, and supposedly in children's items, in order for solder to be an electrical item, it has to have a lower lead content, so it's a lesser value Solder.
Well, they need to talk to Sony and Nintendo and figure out what they solder their shit with. That's all I'm saying.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. I mean, it's like...
Use crazy glue or some shit in there. I don't know, but just make it work, because it's starting to get annoying. I've already been through two, and I'm getting tired of it. I've only been through one, so... Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous that we all talking about how many we've been through, and the system's only been out 2 years.
Yeah.
Most of us didn't even have
it. Well, actually, it's only been out for about 18 months.
Yeah, it's closing in on 2 years. I've had mine since launch. I've been through two. Everybody else I know got one after launch.
And the thing is, that's ridiculous.
It is. It's unacceptable at this point, and that's one of the number one reason why the Xbox 360 sucks.
There you go.
So we have rattled that down next week.
So we just gave a whole bunch of fanboys a whole lot of ammo.
We did.
That's all right. We'll give the rest of them some ammo the next couple weeks.
Yes, next week we'll be counting down the top 10 reasons why the Wii sucks. And we'll be ripping down the PS3.
And then we'll go back to being positive again.
We're always positive at the beginning with what we're playing.
That's true.
Yeah.
So we're always positive. And the news is always 90% positive.
90% positive.
But hop on the forums.
Do it.
Leave us comments.
Do it.
Tell us what you want to know. Start the Gamertag thread. Be sure to send us all happy puppy emails with smiley faces.
Oh, yeah.
Will you make mine a Happy Kitty email?
Like cats better? No.
Yeah.
Me too. I want a Happy Kitty. I want Hello Kitty
emails.
Don't
jock my stees.
I'm sorry.
Copycat.
Ooh,
see what I did there?
Yes.
See, I'll be here all week, too. All
right. So we're going to get out of here. We're going to jump out for another week. We hope you enjoyed sitting through it again. And we hope you enjoy the negativity. Please give us some comments on it, because we're having fun doing it.
No doubt.
We just want to know what you think.
It's a blast.
So, Mr. Khan, if you would, roll me out for the last time. Jesus talking down from the mountain. Are you just going to let it go?
What's up? How's it going, everybody?
Hey,
how's it going,
folks?
Whoa.
Man, I look pretty loud, too, actually. Seem to be spiking all about the place.
All up in your grill.
I'm like Spike Man.
They never did that.
Whatever happened to the Mega Man music? We need to start throwing some more of that on the podcast.
Some more back Mega Man music back in there? I got plenty of it on my hard drive.
Yeah. Some Mega Man.
Mega Ultra! Hyper Combo.
My name's Mega Man. Remember me from Captain D? Captain
D's?
Captain D's?
Captain D's
restaurant?
Yeah, Captain D's.
I saw Mega Man at Captain D's one time. He was buying a Fish and More combo. I asked him if I could have his Hush Puppies.
I like Hush Puppies.
And he shot me with his X-Buster.
But he had Cutman's weapon.
Oh.
So he cut you in half.
He cut me in half.
Yeah. Okay. That's awesome.
Indeed.